At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Them on Rushmore, these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock the 52. Solana, one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show on a Monday, and holy moly, if some breaking news though, if you wagered on Mike McDaniel to be the first head coach fired this season in the NFL, because he was the odds on favorite from week one, you lost your bet because the Titans have fired Brian Callahan. Cam Ward, coach killer. Mike McDaniel survives the first firing of the NFL season in 2025.
And the saying, hire slow, fire fast, we don't go by that.
We do not go by that. I know people don't want to hear that, but I read another report today from Ian Rappaport that they are going to be patient. They are not in any rush to make any changes. Here's the thing that drives me crazy. And this was like week one. This is every week. The Dolphins can't just lose a close game. There were plenty of close games. There were blowouts. Dolphins had the lead with a minute to go against a team that was favored against them. And so the Dolphins, you know, and Tua gave you the little game-winning drive almost. I mean, and then they can't, and so they lose a close game. Happens all the time in the NFL, but not with the Dolphins. Then Tua's got to say what he said in the post-game press conference, and now instead of just having a disappointing close loss, you've got an organization that's in disarray They're the laughing stock of the league. They are being talked about on every show on earth.
Yep.
You know, Emmanuel Acho does a YouTube show Sunday nights after the games. It started with him. It went to NFL Network. It woke up this morning and it jumped on to Get Up and it jumped on to First Take and it jumped on to Pat McAfee and every other show. They can't just lose a game. They have to be the talk for all the wrong reasons of the league and sports media. And I said this, I can't remember if it was the Indianapolis game, but at what point does Stephen Ross become tired of being fodder for owning a terrible organization?
Hell with 1-5. You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me. You saw the video yesterday? He came down to the field with Tom Garfinkel. They thought that they were going to walk out and congratulate Tua and Mike McDaniel for overcoming the adversity that they've overcome over the last, oh, I shouldn't say they've overcome, that they thought they had overcome for the last few weeks. Stephen Ross, Tom Garfinkel are down on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to move from the suite, the owner's suite, down to the field. So by the time they get down there, you know, Dolphins are winning. And what could go wrong? I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
48
I saw someone
seconds.
Write about Jalen Phillips, that he's the guy who has warning track power in baseball. That he's always right there. And so Stephen Ross is down on the field, and that has to be embarrassing. I mean, that has to be wildly embarrassing. He didn't run down to the field to witness a collapse. He ran down to the field to congratulate his team for overcoming adversity and beating the head-to-head matchup against Justin Herbert. And then he was just standing there in the heat.
It's embarrassing him to hell with the record. But James Franklin gets fired at 3-3. The Tennessee guy is fired at 1-5. We're being patient with McDaniel. So that's just, I don't know how much. And it's the butt whoopings. I'm getting to this point. The Colts butt whooping, it hits me less than the collapses. When Tua threw that second interception, I was at the stadium. I was in the alumni box. I said, this is the collapse right here. Then they go down and score. And you see for a quarter, damn near 20 minutes left, 20 minutes of game time, neither side of the ball wanted to play football. Yep. Like, it's supposed to be turnover. Hey, y'all, let's go get that thing back for the offense. No, turnover. Okay, we're going to let a little boy that had 140 yards in his life go run for 121 on us. That's what we're going to do after this turnover. There are collapses. And, I'm telling you, if Tua wants to be respected and earn leadership, don't go and snitch on your teammates to the national media. So if you want to talk about leadership, leadership is not telling the national media, oh, yeah, I threw three interceptions, but nobody's coming to the players-only meetings. Tua, boy, if there's any – we talk about those dogs that we always say they don't have many on the Dolphins. If anybody is a dog, they're walking up on Tua chest to chest this morning. Bruh, you going to do that to your teammates in the national media postgame after your ass threw three interceptions? Hey, fella. you need to tighten up. Like,
and by the way,
it might be a fight.
I just want to point out, right, you got a Dez Bryant on that team because you see what he tweeted? You got a Dez Bryant on that team and you do that nonsense? There's going to be a fight. I just want to point out, the first interception was not Tua's fault. That was Jalen Waddle's fault.
Yes.
The third interception was the funniest effing thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never, now, I don't know. Has that ever happened before? On the lateral play at the end of the game, have you ever seen a defensive back jump the pass? Like, that was, it could not have ended more perfectly. That game could not have ended in a funnier fashion. That was 1,000 times funnier than the Seinfeld finale. Like, that was, I was rolling on the floor laughing at that interception. That was comedy at its highest level.
They can't throw the ball Tua can't throw the ball from the 50 to the end zone. They're gonna turn somebody around on the hook. And Derwin James just sat there and stared at both number twos and broke on it.
I mean, unbelievable.
I was listening. I was listening to the radio broadcast, and they're like, all right, well, they're going to have to pull out another Miami Miracle. Cephalo's like, because you know that ball's not getting to the end zone. Joe's like, right. That's not getting to the end zone. Hawk, that's
Andrew Catalan said the same thing. He's like, hey, we all remember the Miami Miracle. Like, it could happen. And I was just like thinking to myself, hey, you know what's happened this season? Every time the ball gets in Devon Achane's hands, something magical happens. Let's see magic. And he threw a pick.
that's our form of magic down here. That's the two of magic.
That's the funniest play I've ever seen since the Miami Dolphins threw a screen pass into the back of the end zone. Their own end zone.
It's like, hey, could we do something funnier than Malik Washington having four receptions for no yards? Yes, I think we can. Do you know the end of the game when teams all over the league start throwing the lateral plays? I'm going to telegraph one and throw it so poorly that it's actually going to be intercepted. Oh, you mean like on one of the laterals, someone's going to grab? No. The original pass is going to get intercepted. Wait till you see this. In fact, someone call Steven Ross and Tom Garfinkel. Tell them to come down here for this. This is going to be great.
Tell them to get down here. This has never been seen before. Oh, God. But Tua, he sailed one to Malik Washington. He sailed one to Waddle in the first half. He sailed two balls out. They were wide open. That interception, when he was throwing it to Achan, that was behind him and low. Behind and low is an interception. The corners are going to be behind and low. That's where their job is to be. That was 100% his fault. So now they ask you what went wrong, and you go on a rant about player-only meetings? And let me tell you, this goes deeper because this is a deeper problem, and it became a Tua didn't know. I don't think he's malicious, but he's not calculated. This made the problem bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, let me tell you a schedule of an NFL day. You get there about 6 a.m. You know what you go straight to? Meetings. You meet. And then after that meeting, there's another meeting. And then you're in defense and offensive meetings. Then you break off into individual meetings. Then you work out, you practice. You go eat lunch after practice. Oh, what's after that? Meetings and meetings and meetings. And the coaches have had these bastards in meetings for 6 hours. They haven't established enough of the game plan that now you have to plan another meeting to talk about the meetings. It is stupid. This player-only meeting stuff, it means like, oh, we've got together. We've pulled it together now. We're having player-only meetings. It's a waste of time. If you have to meet more than 6-7 hours a day that you're meeting with the people that implemented a game plan, what the hell are they doing in their meeting? They're playing Yahtzee in these damn meetings that you're in meetings more than
you're
in
lunch. I think if they were playing Yahtzee, the people would show up. The problem is they're not playing Yahtzee. Somebody's just droning on and on.
Talk a month and a half of meetings. We need player-only meetings. And now he's late. I threw it low and behind Achan because I was going to tell Achan in the player-only meeting I'm throwing it low and behind him. Get out of here, man. It sounds so dumb. To your point, we're losing. We're not a good football team. This crap is embarrassing. People that are hearing Tua's comments yesterday are saying the same thing I'm saying right now. What the hell are they having player-only meetings for? They're not doing enough in regular meetings? That's honestly something about the coaching staff if they have to have extra, 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 extra meetings on top of y'all bastards' meetings. It is embarrassing right now.
Damon Woody was saying something like that today. He was like, you're 6 weeks in. Like your people aren't showing up for players meetings 6 weeks in. Maybe address that before the season. Or like he was like perplexed at the whole concept of players only meetings and people aren't showing up or they're late and it being 6 weeks into the season. We're going to get to everything. We have an abbreviated show today because it's Columbus Day and the Miami Heat have a preseason Columbus Day matchup. We've all been waiting for this against the Atlanta Hawks. I know, you know, most people probably won't watch Monday Night Football tonight, certainly not the early game because we're going to be glued to this. So we have an abbreviated show because you have to get, if you can't get an hour and a half worth of NBA preseason pregame on Columbus Day, I mean, what kind of sports station are we? So because we have an abbreviated show, let's get headlines real quick, because I do have a lot of stuff I want to get to from the media and all the hubbub surrounding Tua and the loss yesterday. So a quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
The Heat play at 6, not because it's Columbus Day. The Heat play at 6 because the Falcons are the ones playing on Monday Night Football at 7:15, the first of a doubleheader for Monday Night Football. So Atlanta said, hey, we'll start the game at 6. That way people can come watch the first half and then jet over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and watch the Falcons host the Bills at 7:15.
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, I want to see how many people do that. I think it's the same number of people that jumped off the Uruguayan stadium in 1931.
Same amount of people at these player-only meetings. Guys? Hello?
Panthers play tonight as well. And your Monday night doubleheader, Falcons versus Bills, 7:15. Commanders versus Da Bears.
Da Bears.
8:15.
16 parlay. The Commanders have to win as the sixth leg.
Ooh, let's go. I'm betting the Bears, though, tonight. I like the Bears getting the points.
Oh, right after I said what I just said, you're going to bet against me?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's probably good news for you.
You know what? Thank you.
Hey, Cats are 3-0, by the way. The Heat lost to the Magic yesterday. They're 0-4 in preseason action. Second night.
This Keyshawn Johnson's going to have to start showing something.
I see you you saw Ira Winderman's tweet, I imagine.
Word for word. Hey, he literally tweeted that out. So I was like, oh, I'll use that at some point.
I heard Spo roasted Kalel again. I like it.
He didn't roast Kalel. He didn't roast him.
I was listening to Tobin. He kind of roasted him again.
He did.
I was listening to Tobin and Leroy, and they were like, oh, he's doing it to toughen him up. I was like, oh, he must have lowered his ass out of media. The pigeon.
Hawk, you mentioned that Ian Rappaport report. That's funny. This is it. Joe Schad tweeted this out. From my understanding, this is a quote from Ian Rappaport. From my understanding, it would take something significant for the Miami Dolphins to move on from the head coach. They just extended a head coach that Steven Ross really likes and believes in. The Dolphins want this to work and believe it will work.
Well, that's the part. Listen, if you say, hey, we're going to be patient because we don't think a change in the middle of the season is going to do anything, and so we'll reassess at the end of the season, that I can buy into. If you're still saying you think this is going to work, then I have to question everything.
At some point, don't have to worry about like season ticket re-ups and sponsorships and like the business.
You know, they really don't. That's how powerful the NFL is. I'm being honest. I read something about the television ratings and the revenue over the weekend. And no, they really don't have to worry about that. What you have to worry about, I think, is legacy. And generally, if you're a billionaire owner, you probably take pride in your business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know what Jerry Jones has tried to do in Dallas, had success at the beginning, but they get, you know, very they're wired to win. And I think the only motivator for Steven Ross, it's not money. This thing is worth billions more than what he paid for it. Billions with a B, more than what he paid for it. The only thing that has to be a motivator for him is the legacy of leaving a successful franchise, but also not being embarrassed on a weekly basis in front of the national media.
Hawk, the only reason I disagree, because you're not wrong. Fans not showing up for two seasons isn't going to hurt the pocketbook in any, you know, harsh way. It's just not. But the only thing Steven Ross can hang his hat on as the owner of the Dolphins is what? We always say the caveat of Steven Ross, he's put money into the facility. He's made Miami a go-to destination, not just for the NFL, college football, F1. Like, he's made Miami Gardens into a destination in itself. Fascinating. The money he's put in himself into rebuilding that stadium and to making that a top-notch facility, people not showing up to watch his team and to be at the place he built, in my opinion, hurts him emotionally. Seeing empty stands.
But how could it not hurt him? Like, how would that hurt him more emotionally than watching Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee and Mike Greenberg and every NFL player talk about?
I don't think he actually consumes that stuff the way we do.
Yeah, but how often is he at the games as well? Like, I don't think it's any more embarrassing to not have fans in the seats than it is to be the laughing stock of the national sports media. I think it's 6-1, half dozen to another.
And talking about it now, you just made me think. The Ross Enterprise Hard Rock Division, you are a Miami Open, have all the best tennis players in your facility. F1, you have all the top racers in your facility. The Hurricanes, they're coming back right now. You have the best college team in the nation in your facility. All the concerts, all the everything. The Dolphins are the little sister, mm-hmm. the little one in the basement. Hey, the Dolphins also play here. If you think about
it, which is the one that he's got his fingerprints on.
And that's the embarrassing side of it. To your point, am I successful? Yes, I've blown up Miami Gardens. But my baby that I love, that I own, that I bought, that I have decision-making powers about, they are terrible. And they're getting laughed at. Not just losing, they're getting laughed at.
By the way, David Fioronis tweets out, because Mike McDaniel's having his press conference right now. David Fioronis tweets out, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said yesterday's post-game press conference was not the forum to air out what Tua wanted to get off his chest as the franchise quarterback. He said Tua knows that now and has communicated with teammates.
If nobody slapped him, we got trouble.
All right, let's wrap up the headlines because we do have a ton of stuff to get through today.
Your weather, there's a MLB playoff action tonight as well. I don't know if you guys are interested. It starts at 5:03 today. Blue Jays host the Mariners. Mariners took game one, and then the Dodgers and Brewers will play game one tonight, 8:08 p.m. Your weather right now in South Florida, hot as hell once again. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, we're going to talk Dolphins all day.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here is what some of the pundits and former players are saying or tweeting. Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald did kind of a recap article of everything he's seen. Former NFL MVP Kurt Warner. Being a pro means you have a standard that you hold yourself accountable to. To blame someone else for your lack of professionalism is a cop-out. Mm-hmm. That's what Kurt Warner said about Tua's post-game comments. Cam Newton, when are you going to start taking it upon yourself to say, I'm going to put up and shut up? What comes from you saying this? You're reaching. That's not how you should do it. I don't like talkative Tua. If you're checking everyone's attendance in a players only meeting, what does that say about the highest paid player on that team? Mm. And by the way, these are snippets of what everyone's saying, because a lot of, like, Cam Newton had gone on for a long time this morning regarding this topic. Dez Bryant, he had a long tweet, but Barry Jackson kind of summarizes it this way. What part of this is he going to take accountability for? I don't respect it. I guarantee a lot of players don't respect Tua. Tua points the finger and literally has four pointing back at him. Andrew Whitworth, he saw the tweet. I think it was from, I don't know if it was Cam Wolf. I think it may have been Cam Wolf, kind of encapsulating what Tua had just said at the post-game press conference. And Andrew Whitworth retweeted it and wrote, "Woof, that's on you, bud," talking to Tua. LeSean McCoy, they don't respect Tua. This is why the Dolphins can't win the big games. This is why. Because our leader can't be a leader. Our leader can't be real. Here's what Devin McCourty had to say. I hated every bit of that. I played in New England with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick used to talk about, when you have true leadership, it doesn't need to be talked about. So if there's a problem, Tua, you're the captain of this team. You're the quarterback. Go handle it. Don't sit there in front of a camera and talk to media members about guys messing up. Get in the locker room. Call those guys out by name. If confrontation happens, that happens sometimes. But I think to come and air out your dirty laundry and let everybody know that there's a problem, we know there's a problem. You're not winning football games. Go fix it in-house. Handle it that way. I think that's true leadership.
That's the best one.
So far, yeah.
McCourty, that's exactly what it is. He thinks he's throwing people under the bus. I don't know why he thought that was a good idea, but you're damning yourself. Pretty much damning yourself. I call a meeting, nobody comes. You have no respect. No, that's not what I'm saying. Yes, it is what you're saying. You think if Marino called a meeting, they're not coming? I know if damn Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas called a meeting, our ass is going to be there early like he's a coach. It's you, Tua. It's you. You're the captain. What's going on? Guys don't respect you. It's simple.
Chris Canty, former lineman, ESPN guy. That tells you what the rest of the locker room thinks about Tua's leadership. This is what the Miami Dolphins team thinks of Tua the leader, Tua the player. And Emmanuel Acho, you can't really follow the QB because the QB is now dry snitching. They're not showing up because they don't respect you, Tua. They're not showing up because they don't believe in you, Tua.
And this wasn't even a damn question. He went on. No one asked about no player-only meetings. Yeah. They were asking about the collapse in this game and why y'all can't, you know, finish games. Well, we're asking people to come to meet. You know, actually, people are late and not coming to players-only meetings. Where did that come from, Tua? That's really, honestly, I don't know who said it. That's dry snitching. Hey, how you doing today? Johnny stole the candy. What?
Right.
I didn't ask about the candy. I asked, how you doing today?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, anyway, Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media right now. I don't know. When does Tua speak, Solon? Is it
Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to have to jump out in front of this and speak before then.
I was just going to say, you can't. What's he going to say? He's going to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it, but that's how you felt, so it's true. Like, you can apologize all you want to your teammates, but you decided to do that, and you, just gave that. You volunteered that information to the media for no reason. If he didn't have respect, if the respect was neutral, if it wasn't non-respected, if it was just neutral, I don't respect you, but I don't not respect you. You're just Tua. Now he's gone into non-respect areas in people's minds on this team. That post-game press conference is going to make things worse. I hope it doesn't. Knock on wood. But if you stand up before the next game, who do they play next? I don't even know.
Cleveland. And they're underdogs, by the way. Do you know how bad you have to be?
Dogs to Cleveland?
Do you know how bad you have to be an underdog to Cleveland?
A high school team. When he stands up before the Cleveland game, if he tries to now be this vocal leader or whatever, tries to swing the pendulum, guys are going to tune out. Hey, fellas, I know we're 1-5, but oh, yeah, Tua. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Whatever, bro.
Here's Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. He's at the Mike McDaniel press conference. Does McDaniel think Tua should not have made those comments? Here's the quote. Now that I've heard of them, you guys caught me before I heard them. Because McDaniel was asked about it yesterday because he came on after Tua. But McDaniel really didn't know what Tua had said. So he just kind of made some rambling comments. You'd never know if McDaniel had heard or didn't hear because the answer is always going to sound like that. Now that I've heard of them, you guys caught me before I heard them. After a loss as a franchise quarterback, that's not the place to say that. He knows that now. I honestly believe there was no ill intention. You're talking about a misrepresentation of player orchestrated film sessions.
He doesn't know what's going on.
McDaniel says that he and Stephen Ross discussed, quote, how to correct this. The best thing is focus on Cleveland. That's what we talked about. That's the extent of it. I believe that was the same exact conversation they had when they lost to Carolina. The best thing was to focus on the Chargers.
That's the boxed, that's the NFL or any sport. That's the boxed answer for breakdown. You know, we can't worry about that. We have to worry about the next opponent. This is deeper. This thing we're speaking about with the Dolphins, Tua, it got so big in Tua's heart and mind. He had to bring it out post-game when they didn't ask him about it. Someone needs to tell McDaniel, this is deeper than game preparation and schematics because this is not normal. What other team has a quarterback? There's some bad teams. Has Cam Ward came out and dry snitched on his teammates? The Cleveland Browns are terrible. Like, there's some bad teams, and they don't have this interior.
Do as you call Cam Ward and go, hey, I'm doing this wrong. How did you do it? I've tried 14 different mechanisms. Guy's still here.
What's crazy is McDaniel did this same thing at the end of season press conference last year. Remember, he volunteered the information that players were late and skipping meetings. And the backlash was pretty severe. The entire narrative shift to nobody respects that guy anymore. You would think Tua would have learned from McDaniel's misstep.
Why they work well together.
It actually, I forgot all about that, Solana. It's silly.
It's crazy.
The entire offseason narrative was crafted by those comments that no one really needed to hear.
And what are you going to do about it? They don't have answers. Did Tua give an answer? Don't tell me we have a big problem with attendance and just leave a cliffhanger for me as a fan of what the answer is. Ain't nobody coming to practice. Y'all deal with that. I'll see y'all later. Tua needs to. He's going to say sorry. I know what he's going to do. But
taken out of context. I was frustrated after a tough loss.
Cat's out the bag.
Yeah. Cat's out the bag. And all right, we got to take a quick break because we have so much stuff to get to this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll keep monitoring what the reporters are saying about the Mike McDaniel press conference, and we'll keep you updated all afternoon, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I'm watching on Twitter just to see what's going on there. It'll be interesting to see what Tua either has to say on Wednesday when he meets with the media, or if he comes out, I could see him doing an interview or a tweet or a social media post to try to nip this thing in the bud. But kind of what Crowder had said in the last segment, the cat's out of the bag here, and it might be difficult to put the genie back in the bottle, but we'll have to see what happens. Bottom line, for me, the team does seem, because I had asked several guests last week, does the team seem splintered? And I would say after yesterday, you kind of have to believe the team is splintered, fractured, rudderless. They're not really going anywhere. I mean, this season, it's a loss. You're not going to get this kind of season righted. There's been too much stuff. So now you just wonder, like, how do you stem the flow of bad energy and bad vibes coming from Miami Gardens? Very difficult prospect for a head coach who you're hearing from all these different NFL players today going, Tua doesn't have the respect of the locker room. And I was watching Rex Ryan today and others talking about Mike McDaniel. He is not a head coach. So now you're asking, there's a flow of bad news. There's a flow of bad vibes, bad energy, and bad results. And you are asking Tua and Mike McDaniel to fix it. Yet seemingly those are the two guys who might be the root cause of everything. A very untenable situation for Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, and the Brain Trust in Miami, because I don't know how you fix this. Maybe you go to Cleveland and win. That's fine. But what are you? You're 2-5 and you've beat the Jets in Cleveland?
The only
I don't know what the answer is in that situation. Like, you need someone to be able to fix this. But I don't know if they have the personnel to do so.
They don't.
They don't. And even if you win a game here or there, I mean, as far as winning goes, the only, I guess, takeaway could be you're in these games. You got blown out in one. You're in these games, right? So, look, bad football teams, you saw everybody say it yesterday, find a way to lose. You're in these games. It's not like they're getting blown out every week. They could beat the Browns. They could beat the Falcons. But in the grand scheme, big picture, what does it mean? This team's not going anywhere.
And at their best, they're a wild card team because they never win the AFC.
They're not even that. I mean, to even say at their best, like I don't know what that is anymore.
Huck, yeah. I'm saying at their best with Mike McDaniels and Chris Greer, we've seen the best. We know if everybody hasn't figured out, we're on the downhill decline right now. It's pretty obvious.
A quick decline.
Yeah. At their best is getting knocked out in the wild card by a better AFC team. That's their best in McDaniels' realm, and we're never going to see that again.
The headline on ESPN this morning was Miami meltdown. And that could refer to the game or it could refer to after the game. But that's how bad it is.
The Tua thing is perplexing. Like, that's why I say he's not malicious, but he's not calculated.
That kind of shows you like a guy who has a true sense of leadership wouldn't make that mistake. That's the thing.
Yes.
It's not malicious, but unless you're a true born leader of men, you just don't make that mistake. Nobody has that kind of hiccup.
And with a players only meeting, let that guy not return the ball to the 40, or with a players only meeting, they have Trader make the tackle on McConkey, or like, what would a players only meeting do with the meltdown? It doesn't make sense for him to even bring it up. Bad leaders wouldn't have brought that up.
By the way, I mean, when you see Jalen Phillips all over Herbert and he's able to get free and hit Ladd McConkey, and then you watch Baker Mayfield in the late afternoon game what he did, I mean, your head wants to explode as a Dolphins fan. Tua rushing over hit, though. 6 week in a row. Tua rushing over hit.
You know what? Not even to have Tua run an RPO option. But for him to break a tackle in the backfield and still deliver the ball, come on, man.
You put a mitt on him, he crumples to the ground like
You know what? They Jalen Phillips missed the players-only meeting that they said grab the quarterback and really get him to the ground.
Well, I will tell you, Mike McDaniel said after the game, which is true, like basic fundamentals – of tackling, or was it Trader that was on McConkey that got juked out of his pants?
Yeah.
Angles, like you know, like real like game mechanism stuff, like that can prevent something like that happening. I mean, you had two opportunities there. Either bring down McConkey. I don't know if there was a better angle to take. I'd have to watch it again. But the Jalen Phillips thing, I mean, he was.
There was a better angle to take. You don't have to watch it again. He's running. You run right across in front of him. Break down. Get him on. Like, are you trying to knock him out? Just get him on the ground. Right. It's an open field tackle.
All right. We got to take a break. 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Like I said, we have an abbreviated show today. So we're going to get you caught up on all the headlines at 3 o'clock. There are lots of headlines. Get you caught up on all the headlines. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.